8-year-old Gary Kendrick splashes around the pool at Ransom Everglades School with four other kids from the South Miami Community Center. Once a week, they're all bussed over to the private school in Coconut Grove for swimming lessons.
They told us to hold on the wall and kick our feet and move our arms.
Before these lessons, Gary didn't know how to swim, and there wasn't a community pool to learn in. Tina Scott sees this pretty often.
You have some of the kids that I see where they think they can swim, but in reality, they can't.
Scott is a pediatrician at a community clinic in South Miami on the same block where the city's building its first pool.
They'll tell me that they have the little floaties on their arms and they'll think that that's swimming and, you know, and that's not the case.
Drowning is one of the leading killers of kids in Florida, but the low-income family Scott works with often can't afford private lessons. So she approached Ransom Everglades School, where her daughter goes. It agreed to offer free lessons to South Miami kids. After only a few visits, Gary's got a decent freestyle stroke.
When I had swam to one of the counselors, I was really swimming. I didn't even know I was moving.
Now Gary knows what to do in the water. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.